The Public News Service Daily Newscast, April the 29th, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. President Joe Biden told a joint session of Congress Wednesday night that his American Jobs Plan is a blue-collar blueprint to build America. Biden noted that nearly 90% of the infrastructure jobs plan don't require a college degree. Bloomberg News reports Biden also declared the U.S. has turned the corner on the pandemic that killed more than 500,000 Americans and crippled the economy, that in his first speech to Congress. Biden's theme, America is on the move again. In West Virginia, clean energy supporters say President Biden's climate action goals and jobs plan give that state a unique opportunity to move beyond its declining coal economy.
James Van Nostrand with the Center for Energy and Sustainable Development points out the administration's American Jobs Plan offers the chance to make investments in the state and move it and its workers in a new direction.
There are a lot of jobs for which the coal miners would be qualified. And one of the things that we need to seriously look at is dealing with abandoned mine lands and plugging wells. They're a huge source of methane emissions. It's a huge problem, the environmental degradation. We could definitely employ a lot of miners.
He cites a report his center released that shows West Virginia's transition to renewable energy could generate more than 70% of the state's electricity from wind and solar by 2035, holding promise for thousands of clean energy jobs. I'm Diane Bernard.
A new federal workgroup report finds Southern West Virginia has the most need in the nation for federal investment because of its reliance on coal jobs. And a bipartisan group of federal lawmakers is introducing a package of bills to make the way children and teens are treated in the federal criminal justice system more fair and age-appropriate.
The reforms include ending sentences of life without parole for children, establishing a minimum age for prosecuting children, and protecting due process rights of children at the point of arrest, among others. Xavier Miguel Rathbay, with the Campaign for the Fair Sentencing of Youth, says by the time he was 13 years old, he had 19 arrests and 7 convictions. He says kids often are criminalized for the choices they make in response to trauma.
I was hungry. I was living in poverty. I see those as opportunities where they could have said, wait a minute, why is this 9-year-old kid stealing from the store? Why is this 9-year-old kid taking quarters out of parking meters?
In 2019, of the more than 700,000 children across the country who were arrested, more than 200,000 were 14 or younger. More than 75,000 children were prosecuted in the adult system, more than 80% of them racial minorities, according to a report from Human Rights for Kids. I'm Lily Bolke reporting.
This is PNS. 6 months after rape crisis funding suffered massive cuts, agencies across Ohio are struggling to ensure the needs of survivors are being met.
The Victims of Crimes Act, known as VOCA, is the largest source of funding for crime service providers and is funded entirely from criminal fines. VOCA dollars have been shrinking because of a decline in federal prosecutions, and Ohio's is down 40% for the fiscal year. Wren Farmer is director of Day One Crime Victim Services of Allen and Putnam Counties. With less funding, she says they've had to reduce staff, and response services are spread thin, especially in rural areas.
When you experience violent harm on your body and you don't have the support or resources that are needed to help, it disrupts the body's ability to heal.
At Compass in northeastern Ohio, Molly McMath says they've also struggled with the funding cuts. She's hopeful a U.S. House bill that allocates fines from non-prosecution agreements to VOCA will pass the Senate.
But it's not an immediate fix. Even if Congress is to pass the VOCA fix legislation, it would be a while.
Mary Sherman reporting.
State agencies, wildlife biologists, and conservation groups are convening a virtual summit to continue work aimed at reducing the number of collisions between vehicles and wildlife on Wyoming roads.
Corinna Reginos with the Nature Conservancy says when animals come into contact with roads to reach habitat vital to their lives, the results can be hazardous to both animals and people and costly.
Wildlife vehicle collisions are costing about $55 million per year in Wyoming. We're losing about 7,600 animals per year due to wildlife vehicle collisions.
The Wyoming Wildlife and Roadways Summit brings back participants that met in 2017 along with new partners to review successful programs, including animal over and underpasses, which Reginos notes are 80 to 90% effective at preventing collisions. I'm Eric Galatis.
Finally, Nadia Ramlagan tells us restoring oysters can boost water quality and offer shoreline protection from storms. This week, the North Carolina Coastal Federation released its 5-year action plan outlining steps to keep this valuable shellfish thriving.
Lita Cunningham with the Pew Charitable Trust says North Carolina's oysters are in good shape, but face threats from storms, poor water quality, and the impacts of climate change. She believes the new oyster blueprint offers an example for other coastal states of how to restore and protect oyster populations.
In those 15 or so years, it's led to measurable progress in the state, and that is really a result of the inclusive, systematic approach that Coastal Fed has taken.
Goals included in the blueprint include building 200 acres of reef to support wild harvest. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, heard on interesting radio stations, and online at publicnewsservice.org.